pre-European influence, there were perhaps 3 to 5 million acres tall grass prairie in Kentucky. People normally think of Kentucky as a vast, closed canopy woodland that even old Daniel Boone would get lost in, but that's far from the case. In our area in particular, the karst plain south of Mammoth Cave National Park and in an arc stretching down to the Tennessee line and back up into the Kentucky Lake area was a huge prairie pre-settlement. There was a French botanist that traveled through Kentucky in 1792, François André Michaux. He stopped at the Hart County, Barron County line on one of his trips, and he described an area some 60 miles wide by some 70 miles long in which there was not so much as a single tree. The Native Americans kept the prairies open. Our karst plain contributed to the ease of keeping it open in that we have very few surface streams in our karst plain. It allowed the fires they started to move across the area unimpeded, and it was a part of their hunting strategy, part of their, it made for ease of movement, it produced food for them, plant foods. If you stop and think about it for a moment, in a closed canopy hardwood forest, what is there to eat? Nuts in the fall, but that's about all. There are very little understory. But what we ended up with is pure prairie out in the center of the karst plain. It graded into savanna, which is widely spaced trees interspersed with grasses and forbs, on into the woodlands on the slopes or on the ridges. So you had deep river valleys, steep slopes, ridge tops, prairies. You had a tremendous variety of habitats which produced a large diversity of plant materials. In the studies I've done in Mammoth Cave, we actually found about 1,300 different species of plants in the park. Now, Mammoth Cave has 55,000 acres. As an example, Great Smoky Mountain National Park has 500,000, and the last count was about 1,800 species in it. So Mammoth Cave is tremendously diverse, as is all of this part of central Kentucky. You know, the prairies that once existed here supported the tremendous variety of wildlife, which was really the reason that the first settlers came into Kentucky.